A little more than a week ago, three cargo containers went overboard on their way through Milbank Sound off the coast of British Columbia. Two of the containers are still missing, but the loss could make for some interesting beachcombing. KCAW's Emily Schwing has more.
On a normal sailing from Seattle to Southeast, three 40-foot containers bound for Ketchikan never arrived. The tug Kirsten H. was towing the barge Hunter Bay when weather turned ugly and seas got rough. Sean Richardson is the operations manager for Northland Services in Southeast Alaska.
I mean, we've not lost anything before this. It's a rare event. We've not had any cargo losses ourselves, and so this is the first time for us in Southeast Alaska here.
Richardson says the area is among a handful of rough spots on this particular route.
Maritime people are very knowledgeable about Milbank Sound and the difficulties in crossing it during severe weather or concerned weather. Dixon Entrance is a very possible place for something like that to happen, although it's not as exposed to the open ocean. And then south of Chatham Straits, that's another area that's very exposed to the weather.
Two of the containers were filled with miscellaneous items for local Southeast businesses. The third was a refrigerator container filled with 40,000 pounds of salt headed for a cold storage facility. Of the three containers that went overboard, only one has been recovered.
On a worldwide basis, there's something like 100 million cargo containers that are shipped overseas every year, and something like 2,000 to 10,000 of them go overboard.
That's oceanographer Curtis Ebbesmeyer.
One container going overboard with, say, plastic shopping bags, that's 5 million shopping bags out in the Pacific. That's way more than the total amount of sea turtles out there. So one container can be catastrophic. So it's a lot of times not so much a matter of the number of containers, but what's in them.
Ebbesmeyer is well known for his work focusing on what floats on the surface of the ocean.
Because it's the oceanographic blind spot. What's floating on the ocean is unexplored in oceanography. Oceanographers put their equipment down deeper, but what's actually floating at the sea surface can't be seen from ships, can't be seen from satellites. It's just really invisible. And the only people that really see it are beachcombers. And I'm the first person to really organize beachcombers and really study what floats on the surface.
What's the most interesting thing that you've found on a beach?
I have to say it would be a skeleton in a survival suit. You know, that was in Hawaii. As far as I know, the mariner, who still remains unknown, fell overboard in the Arctic Ocean and drifted for 2 years. Not unusual your way for a ship to come to grief and people go overboard and they get in their survival suit. The good news is they got in the survival suit. The bad news is they may never be found.
Ebbesmeyer has found everything from rubber ducks to shoes on beaches all over the world. He says it took him a while, but he finally found a pair of footwear that came within half a size of his own shoes.
A number of people have come within a half a size, and that's close enough because most people's feet are different by half a size anyway, so if you go to the store, generally if you get within half a size, you're doing pretty good. What I try to do is I try to leave my curiosity wide open. What's floating on the ocean is unknown. It defies the imagination. So if you try to make a checklist, it's going to rein in your imagination. You really have to look without bias and say, gee, it's not on my checklist, but that's interesting anyway. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of kinds of things that are out there, and most of them are unknown. It seems like it should be totally known, but it's not. What's floating on the ocean is unexplored.
Whether or not the miscellaneous items in the Northland Services containers will ever be found is unknown, but perhaps a little beachcombing in Southeast will turn up something. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.